Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 543. Visible translated text is as follows after I got there. His wife went to bed soon afterwards. Mrs. Dot Emil Selig, recalled for the defendant. Witness denies categorically that any of the contents of Manola McKnight's affidavit, Defendant's Exhibit J, are true. I have never raised Manola's wages one penny since she has been with me. Cross-examination. I didn't see Albert McKnight at my house on Saturday. He has been to the house two or three times. I was in bed when Mr. Dot and Mrs. Dot Frank went downstairs Sunday morning in response to the ringing of the telephone. Mr. Dot Frank got home about 11 o'clock Sunday morning and then ate his breakfast. He and his wife went out together. Manola was paid $3.50 a week. I advanced her a week's wages. I don't know what week that was. I didn't pay her anything the next week. The first week I gave her $5 and told her to give me the change. She brought $1 the next morning and told me she kept 50, which I deducted the next week. I think Mrs. Frank gave her a hat. I don't know when that was. Mrs. Frank has never given her any money to my knowledge. Sigmund Montag, sworn for the defendant. I am engaged in manufacturing stationery. I am treasurer of the National Pencil Company. The company receives its mail at my office, which is two blocks from the pencil factory. Frank comes to my office every day of the year to get the mail and instructions with regard to orders and the business of the factory. He came to my office on April 26th, about 10 o'clock, and stayed about an hour. He talked to me, my stenographer, Miss Hattie Hall, and Mr. Dot Gottheimer, one of the salesmen. Up to about a year ago, I went to the factory almost every Saturday afternoon. Mr. Frank would always be working at his desk on the financial sheet. The telephone in my house is about 20 feet from my bed. I did not hear it ring Sunday morning. My wife was aroused by its ringing, and she woke me. The man at the other end asked me if I could identify a girl that was killed in the basement of the pencil factory. I referred him to Mr. Dot Darley, who was most familiar with the help in the factory. After breakfast, Mr. Frank came to my house. It was a raw, chilly morning. He was no more N.E.R.